The KTOY Sunday Show is brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show is a weekly forum to discuss issues affecting our community. Now, here are your hosts, Mark White and LaTanya Michelle.
Love rising, honey buns. This is the Sunday Show with LaTanya Michelle and
Mark White.
It is Sunday, April 14th. Welcome to the edition of the Sunday Show.
KTOY Radio 104.7 produces the Sunday Show, and we bring it to you live each Sunday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. Our phone lines are always open, and we welcome your questions and comments at 903-794-1047. The opinions expressed on the Sunday Show are the host only and aren't representative of KTOY nor the Texarkana Media Center.
And you clapping. Why?
The date, you got it right.
I always get the date wrong.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, we're certainly glad to be with you as always on this Sunday morning. It's been a real spectacular week in Texarkana. Yes. First, I'm just going to come right out and say it. Did you see the eclipse?
It was beautiful.
I'm going to take a real brief moment, but it's hard to describe if you didn't see it, especially when totality hit. It was just something that's just awe-gazing.
It was
hard to describe. And you had the little glasses on while the sun was up. And then when totality hit and you took your glasses off, and you're just like, oh my goodness, just look at what's going on
felt
around
it,
you.
Felt it, didn't you?
You felt the temperature drop.
You felt everything.
You felt, you heard the birds stop chirping.
Yeah.
The lights came on. Yeah. It was just so much environmental stuff that was going on during that time. It was just amazing. Although we only had it for a couple minutes, but it was an amazing couple of minutes. You want to say I look forward to seeing the next one, but I mean,
you will be alive. No, stop speaking that. I keep telling people you're going to see the other one. Stop speaking death upon your life.
I don't know that.
You know what? I was one of the ones that was made one preaching. Make sure you have your glasses on. I ain't even going to lie. At a point, I took my glasses off.
See,
I
don't want to see. All right.
You saw that. I know, right? Mm-hmm. I ain't even going to lie. It was just for a second because it was like what I couldn't see when I took my glasses off. I saw something different, and it's just, you know what, if nobody else got anything out of it, I just hope that they got that vibe and that feel and to understand how beautiful Mother Nature is and how powerful God is, because that's all it was.
Absolutely.
That's really what it was truly about.
Yeah.
Whatever you believe in or whatever, that was just an amazing experience.
That's right.
And to see it, if you did get to see it,
right,
that's a true blessing.
It is.
Yeah. And the rain waited on us.
Yeah. Yeah,
the rain waited
right.
on us.
Because the
so
bottom fell
right.
out later
and
on
it
that
fell
evening.
Out.
It fell out, but it was good
peaceful.
Enough. The clouds passed enough for us to get a really good view of it. Again, it's just hard to describe. You had to see
you
it.
You had to see
in
it.
In order to really experience
definitely
it.
Definitely worth it.
We want to talk about the April Love Foundation run. It's going to be on April the 27th, so that's next a couple weeks from now. That's going to be at the Hope Fair Park at 800 South Mockingbird Lane in Hope, Arkansas. For those of you who are interested in it, please sign up on the www.aprillovefoundation.org. This is that run for the April Love Foundation, so definitely get yourself involved in that if you want to do that. Listen, we experienced a lot of great things this week. We did get a lot of rain this week, but that was good. That was a blessing. Keep the reservoirs full so we don't have to worry about it this summer.
Yes.
The other thing is, across the nation, as we all know, we're in the midst of political season. A lot of things going on between the two candidates. We're just going to touch upon that at another time, but just to let you know, let's keep going. I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on internationally. If you're not aware of it, there was some drone strikes from the Islamic Republic of Iran against Israel, and the United States stepped in to head off those drone attacks. This is a clear sign of escalation in the Middle East. This is not a good thing. Everybody was hoping that it wouldn't be an escalation, but of course, the Islamic Republic of Iran says that this was a retaliation from what the IDF had done to their military leaders. So, this is always going back and forth. We want to make sure that we don't have to send young men and women from the United States over to the Middle East. That was one of the things that President Biden did not like. I'm sure he's going to do everything that he can to prevent that from happening. But we want to, you know, let people know that there is an escalation that's going on. And, of course, anything that's going on in the Middle East affects us here economically with fuel prices and everything else. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a sharp increase in fuel prices here, because I know everybody says that they can't stand that. I get that. You know, I apply plenty of gas myself, but again, what goes on in the Middle East does affect us globally. So just want to briefly touch upon that. We're going to take a quick, when we do, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some, I said it once before and I say it again, we're going to talk about the Bulldogs. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
Are you looking to update your athletic clothes and you want to save some money? Go to Plato's Closet this Friday. 50 to 70% off retail prices on brands including Lululemon, Gymshark, Fabletics, Athleta, Nike, and Adidas. At these prices, you can restock your wardrobe and look your best while wearing your favorite athletic brands. Plato's Closet, 2315 Richmond Road, Suite 9. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for trendy outfit ideas and new and incoming inventory.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. OLD to 200-300.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Want to turn your financial know-how into cash rewards? Look no further than RRCU's Refer a Friend program. The more friends you refer, the more you can earn, up to $500 per calendar year. Visit RRCU.com to learn more and start your rewarding journey today. All applicants must be at least 18 years old to be eligible. Do you RRCU? RRCU, federally insured by NCUA.
At KTOY, we've put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue. From a big green egg for your meat and passes to take the family to the water park. We give it all away right before Memorial Day. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live roadshows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Metal Mart, Flying Burger, iFurniture, and Texas Freedom.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back from Texarkana's R&B, 104.7 KTOY.
Now back to The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we appreciate you each and Sunday morning that you join us here on The Sunday Show with LaTonya and myself. We're always glad to talk with you. And listen, if you want to call out and reach out to us, please give us a call at 903-794-1047. This morning, we're in studio with two lovely ladies from the Jarvis Christian University. Please don't call it a college anymore. It is a university now. So please give it the respect. respect that is due. The Jarvis Christian University, and they're here to talk about a little bit about Jarvis Christian University and this exciting event they got coming up. So I'm going to leave it to Ms. Barbara Larry. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm going to leave it to Ms. Donna Dunley.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm going to let you ladies have it. So please, by all means.
Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Absolutely.
We are just elated to be here to talk about Jarvis Christian University.
Mm-hmm.
Jarvis Christian University is located in Hawkins, Texas, mm-hmm. about an hour, 45 minutes from Texarkana. And it is one of Texas's, well, not just Texas, mm-hmm. one of the greatest HBCUs
Hello.
In the United States.
Hello.
And I don't say that just because I'm a graduate of Jarvis.
You sure?
Of course not. Now, Jarvis, again, is a historically black liberal arts university,
mm-hmm.
and it has been a university for the last 2 years and offers now a master's program in addition to the baccalaureate or bachelor's programs.
Mm-hmm.
It is affiliated with the Christian Church Disciples of Christ and was founded in 1912.
Mm.
So Jarvis has been around a long time. And anyone who's been on the campus there at Hawkins, Texas, know that it is a well-kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful campus. The president of Jarvis is Dr. Glenelle Pruitt,
mm-hmm.
and she will be in Texarkana this weekend for our affair. She is our keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really excited about having her here this year. Enrollment at Jarvis is over 700.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that through our efforts, we will encourage more young people from the Texarkana area to choose Jarvis because they are, it's a good school.
Mm-hmm.
It is an excellent school. Mm-hmm. They train the head, the hands, and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking forward to this weekend when we are going to be sponsoring our annual, sixth annual, actually, Living Legends Brunch.
Mm, okay.
And Donna can tell you more about that.
All right. Go ahead.
Good morning again. As Barbara said, we are excited. We are in our sixth year of planning this event.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to do this some years ago when one of our members at the time, we call her our visionary,
mm-hmm.
As she has transitioned on, but her name was Cynthia Thompson, and she helped us to understand that this is something that is a need in our area. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Lyles Thompson, let me get that right.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. she would correct me.
All right.
And she is the visionary behind what we're doing. And again, we are in our sixth year. This year's theme is called A Celebration of Legacy.
Okay.
It will be held at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church Family Life Center at 2921 Norris Cooley Drive,
mm-hmm.
here in Texarkana, Texas. And the time is going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, that is going to be on Saturday, April 20th, 2024. We are excited to celebrate, introduce to some, and present to others the 2024 honorees, and they are Reverend Howard Knight,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Carolyn Moore,
okay.
Dr. James Morris,
yeah.
Mr. Ernest Rome, Miss
mm-hmm.
Willa Shannon,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Laura Spencer, and Mrs. Rita Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are still available.
Mm-hmm.
Those tickets will cost, or each ticket costs $40 per person. And we are so excited and love for you all to come and say, help us celebrate and honor these men and women with this event.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have entertainment as we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mime group that's coming from Oklahoma this year.
Okay.
Of course, the food is going to be excellent.
Okay.
I just believe that because I love to eat.
Right. That's the best part.
And, yeah, we have a good caterer.
Okay.
A taste of time.
Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. We'll be our caterer. And we're just excited about this Saturday that's coming up. We don't believe that the weather or anything will come to defeat us, because mm-hmm. We're going to do it anyway. It'll be bright at St. Paul.
Okay.
So, and we're inviting other HBCU alumni in the area to come out. This is Jarvis Christian University's mm-hmm. Program, but we want to recognize all of the HBCUs. It is important that our children know that we're here
mm-hmm.
and that they have some information about the historically black colleges and universities, so that when they're making their decision mm-hmm. about where they're going to go to college,
right.
they don't exclude those as possibilities mm-hmm. because the education that you receive from an HBCU is second to none.
Oh, absolutely. As a graduate of HBCU, I agree.
Yeah. So is this one of you guys, one of many of your fundraisers, or is this a yearly?
This is our annual fundraiser.
Annual?
Okay. We have mm-hmm. one okay. fundraiser a year.
Okay. So we got a shout out. Dr. James Morris.
Oh yeah, of course.
I call him Uncle Morris.
And listen, I got a shout out. I got a shout out Reverend Knight, because I know him and his family, his lovely wife Eve, and Mrs. Moore. Everybody knows George Moore, the principal. And so there are a lot of people on this list that we know,
especially with Dr. Morris, because he's here once a month.
Yeah.
As our crosstalk. So for you guys that listens all the time, you know, just gotta give them all love. Congratulations to all of them.
Absolutely.
And Mark, we want to let you know how much we appreciate your support. You mm-hmm. have been a supporter of us mm-hmm. for the last several years.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Buying an ad for our souvenir booklet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we appreciate that support.
Well,
we look forward to your counterpart.
I'm gonna buy an ad, y'all. So you got me.
Listen, it's important. Although I may not have attended a Jarvis, as a member of an alumnus of a HBCU, it's imperative to me to support other HBCUs.
Yes.
And you know, whatever I can do, not only as a small business owner, but as a radio personality, to do this, whatever I can do, like getting you on and then supporting you, it's just a benefit for everybody. And it gives me an opportunity to tell people, hey, take a look at Jarvis. You know, they got different programs. And, you know, I would like for you to, if you can, talk a little bit about what type of programs you got down there. Because see, a lot of people may not know. I know you got a lot of, you know, programs, and I know you got a new master's program.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of the things, you know, that you could be very interested, that some of the kids may be interested, or the parents who are listening to the show, they might be able to tell, you know, the youngsters, you know, you said it was fine arts. So I imagine you have a lot of things around the fine arts. You get your BA degree in fine arts and other things there. Do you have STEM programs as well there at Jarvis? Or?
Yes. I was going to mention every summer Jarvis does a summer enrichment program.
Mm-hmm.
And it is promoted for high school students to attend for the summer and hopefully attend for the remaining of their 10-year or their time studying.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of that is to expose them to early college level courses.
Mm-hmm.
And they, once they complete that summer enrichment program, they walk away with 9 hours.
Wow.
Okay. Whether they come back in the fall or decide to go to another institution, it's very hands-on. The student-teacher ratio is about 12 to 1.
Okay.
And I went to ACIP, and I think for me, that was something that I felt I needed to understand, mm-hmm. and it helped me to kind of navigate through books and writing and mm-hmm. math and all of those mm-hmm. different things that I felt like might have been a little difficult for me had I not attended that summer enrichment program.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the opportunity going there you're meeting other people, of course, from all over the world.
Right.
And you are establishing friendships, not only with students, but with faculty. Mm-hmm. And as Barbara mentioned, the campus is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And there's sports. There's, of course, the fine arts programs that are there. Mm-hmm. And we also have business administration, mm-hmm. criminal justice, kinesiology, mm-hmm. biology. They've got early childhood education, physical ed and teaching, coaching mm-hmm. is there. Of course, social work has been added, mm-hmm. And then chemistry. Okay. So those are a lot of the degree programs that students can involve themselves in.
Yeah.
What I've seen, too, going back for homecoming, is it is a historically black university.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. It's very diverse mm-hmm. in that you see color.
Mm-hmm.
You see, of course, African American, Yellow Americans. Mm-hmm. You see Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Asian American there.
Okay.
And so as you drive on the campus, we pride ourselves about the flags that you see.
Mm-hmm.
They are flags from
all over the world. Mm-hmm.
And that just shows the tremendous amount of information that we try to get out to make sure our students are exposed, empowered, and want to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Jarvis's sports program is actually they're in the same conference, I guess is what you would call it, with Texas A&M, Texarkana.
Okay.
And so often the girls are here playing softball or
basketball,
or the guys or are doing like basketball or something. And so that's kind of nice too, have that connection with Jarvis here in Texarkana. Mm. And we have been made aware of a young lady in TISD who signed on to attend Jarvis in the fall.
Good.
Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
She gonna be playing ball or
playing ball.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
So you know, even though it may be nestled in the small little woods, but it's getting some recognition
it
here.
It is definitely,
and that's the important thing. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it's always an opportunity to support HBCUs, mm-hmm. Especially in regards to the programs that you have, as well as this event that's going to take place.
Yes.
This is, you know, major fundraising, you know, for this. So this is always going to be a help. So I would encourage anybody who's listening, with your families or whoever, if you have a kid that may be interested, you know, to going into Jarvis, this is an opportunity to get to speak to alumnus, as well as maybe some faculty members that might be there, because you said Dr. Lee Pruitt is going to be there. So you get an opportunity to actually talk to the president, which is that doesn't happen real often.
Right.
You get a chance to talk to the president, but yet still you have that opportunity to do that, and then you can get some more knowledge about what's going on in Jarvis. And so I would advise anybody who's interested in perhaps coming and taking a look at this. Let's tell us again, where's this going to be at now? St. Paul's
Missionary?
It will
be at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, 2921 Norris Cooley Road.
Okay.
In Texarkana, Texas.
Okay. And for those of you who don't know, that's Reverend Robinson's church. So,
yes.
Yeah.
He was an honoree last year.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's correct. So,
I also wanted to say this for Jarvis Christian School. For all the adults who still haven't got their education, they also have online schools there.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who are busy in jobs and still trying to get their degrees, you still can use Jarvis as an option to go
absolutely
to school, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you for sharing that.
Well, so, go ahead.
It's the time.
No,
the time
not yet.
That we, not yet?
We got something good here.
That's what I'm saying. It's time for
listen,
that.
For those of you who are really, truly interested in going to this celebration, and listen, this is their sixth annual one. They're going to have a lot of people, a lot of community people there. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guess what? We got a pair of tickets. We got a pair of tickets here that they were generous enough to donate for us. And I get the first caller who calls me at 903-794-1047 and to get the opportunity to go to this lovely celebration of legacy at the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church on Norris Cooley Drive. So if you're interested in a pair of tickets to go to this brunch, please give me a call at 903-794-1047. Meanwhile, if you're interested in putting an ad, today's the last day, correct?
Yes.
But if you want to, who do you get in contact with?
You may call me, Donna Dunley. My phone number, 903-908-1223.
Okay. And just give you a call, and then the ads
you
are.
Know how to get that done.
Do okay. Y'all take Cash App?
Yes. Well,
okay, just I.
Yeah, okay, they take Cash App. Okay, we're good.
Let y'all know, I'm challenging y'all. It was just thrown on me when they walked in the studio, and I'm going to do it as a business owner, so I'm challenging the rest of you business owners out there. You still got time today.
You still got time.
It's always good to promote your business, so hey.
Yes. Absolutely. Very good opportunity. And listen, I got copies of this ad book. There are a lot of businesses in there that so it's definitely a bonus to go ahead and do.
Okay, we have a caller. So listen, we challenge you all, the first person to call. So we have someone who just called. Hopefully they're calling for the tickets. And we want to see who is going to be attending this event tonight. I mean, I'm sorry, not tonight. Next week. Let me make sure I get this right.
Saturday.
Y'all listen, next Saturday. Let's get it. Let's say it again. Saturday.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. They going to have good food, y'all. You know, that's always my thing. Are they going to have good food? Good food, good food, good food.
And let me also, with the challenge you made, we really want the community to come out and support the honorees. Mm-hmm. We have, in 6 years, we've probably honored 50 individuals, didn't bring that exact number. Mm-hmm. But also, we want them to have an opportunity to meet our president. We really want Dr. Pruitt to feel like Texarkana has
love.
Really, rolled out the blue and gold carpet for her.
Love it.
We do have a winner, Mr. Enid Jackson of Texarkana. He gave us a call, and he did win those wonderful tickets. We're going to get back with Mr. Jackson at the end of the program so we can make sure we link him up with these great tickets.
That's wonderful.
And before you all go, let us know again how you can get tickets for the event.
You can call the same number, Donna Dunley, 903-908-1223, and I'll be glad to tell you how you can get these tickets.
Okay.
Each honoree will be presented, and there's what we call a parade of honorees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that is extremely elegant, mm-hmm. so to speak, mm-hmm. To recognize them for the tremendous amount of, I'll say, commitment that they have for mm-hmm. our community. And mm-hmm. we're very, very proud of each and every one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, each is a legend in their own right.
Oh, yes, for sure. I agree with that. Again, I want to encourage everyone who's listening to the program, and if you got the opportunity to come out next weekend on the 20th from 10 to 1 to come to this brunch for tickets of $40, go ahead and just be a part of this celebration that they have. This is the 6th annual one. We want to continue to encourage Jarvis Christian University as they continue to grow and get bigger and get more programs and expand that stuff, just like, you know, our college is here in town. So we want to definitely celebrate that if we can. Ladies, I certainly appreciate you. Ms. Larry, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Ms. Dunley, please, I appreciate that. And, you know, again, we can't thank you enough for how you come in and you give us this information to share with the community, and we certainly appreciate that. We
thank
really
you.
Do.
And again, a big congratulations to all the honorees.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll return with somebody else, another guest.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
911, call if you can. Text if you can't. 911 cannot accept pictures or videos,
but make sure you let them know the emergency and your exact location. Use simple language, no abbreviations or slang. Text 911 is now available in 10 counties in the area. Lamar, Delta, Hopkins, Red River, Franklin, Titus, Morris, Bowie, Cass, and Miller counties. If you can't call 911, text 911.
This public safety announcement brought to you by the Architects Council of Governments.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop opt out. My cruise from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. OLD to 200-300.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life as it is meant to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he guides you through God's Word to uncover the message that God wants to give to you. Every week, you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your life center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.